Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 316 of the 8-Bit Geek. I'm back! I missed an episode, but now I'm...
Hold on.
Did you just say, yay?
Yeah, but hold on. What episode is this?
This is 317.
What did you say?
Oh, I
go
said
to the tapes.
Did I say 316?
Yeah, let's get Matt to do a replay and draw on the screen.
So you said 315 last week. I said 316 this week.
You wrote 315, so I said it. God damn it. It's like fucking Anchorman. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah. Or like that one time where I did that to Jer. Remember where I changed his intro? I wrote like something about sucking dick or whatever I wrote. I don't remember what it was, but then he read it and then we laughed for 10 minutes. I was like, when the fuck did you change that?
Well, welcome to 3617.
Oh my god.
It's written. How did you even get it wrong? It's written everywhere.
Because the last episode I did was 315, so it's natural. I just want to say 16.
No,
I have such a great memory that I wanted to start off right with the last episode I left off. Well, shut up.
You have such a good memory. What's the name of Mark Konomi's pet porg?
Oh, well, that's easy. He never had one.
Damn it.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Oh. Yeah, we still have episode 9. You can find one on the way.
If you are new to the show, I normally do a long intro here. It's drawn out and most of the time not funny. But we had a long ass weekend, so you don't get one. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who play with their controllers even if they aren't playing with video games.
Hands up. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Kev?
Yes?
Do you need to see a specialist? Like, I feel like you need to go to like, counseling or something. Like, there's some deep-seated issues going on.
A boot?
I don't know. That's what the therapist is going to find out. Sitting there playing with the controller when you're not actually playing anything.
Well, it's just, you know, you get your dream games, you know? I don't know. I'm like Hideo Kojima. You know, I've got all these cool games in my head, and then
you're playing them.
Yes.
Okay.
Or I'm actually just playing a game incognito, and you guys can't see.
That's Mortal Kombat. Way more probable.
Doug has launched Battlefront 2.
Launched. It's been going.
Yeah, I've been playing all day.
24/7.
So.
Hey, I unlocked that Princess Leia skin though.
Hey, nice. Say your names.
Oh Doug.
I'm Kevin.
There you go. Let's see. We had a long weekend because we were at a convention. Kevin flew down from the taco tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh yeah. It was a fun 6-state run.
And you got to meet your idol.
Billy?
Ryan.
Ryan? I love Ryan. I get to see him so often. I know. I love it. Not often enough. But yeah, I get to hang out with
Random
Ryan.
Hero was there.
Yeah, Random from the from Discord and Patreon and all that fun stuff. A fan and a friend. And Caleb, a.k.a. Kale D-Bag.
Y'all had a good time. And then you flew down and hooked up with us. We went to the Fan Expo Dallas, that Comic-Con. Biggest, I guess the biggest one now in Texas.
It was huge. It was awesome.
It seems like it. I mean, as far as their guest lineup, I mean, Comic Palooza this next weekend has some pretty sweet guests too, but not in the like
realm
number that Dallas did. Dallas had a lot of great guests. Comic Palooza had some good guests, but like, I mean, they got Emilia Clarke, which to me is still kind of like a big hit.
It's a big pull. I can't wait for when the Game of Thrones season is over, and then we start seeing these guys tour all together and hit up a couple Comic Cons, and we get to see the like the fucking half of the cast at one con. Remember Alamo City when they did the fucking when it was really popular, they did the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a huge deal out of it. They had huge banners. Everyone was on display. Like they had a huge like section just for that. And that was awesome. I want to see that with Game of Thrones. Make it happen, Doug.
All right. Let me just give Apple a call real quick. hold on just real quick. I'm just gonna
maybe still in the game. I don't know.
I'm just going to call him up real quick. no, straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail.
It rang twice and went to voicemail, so I think he's definitely avoiding my calls.
Okay, well, let me know if you get a hold of him.
So. I don't have high hopes for us, Jared.
So we did the con. I did a cosplay. Listen, we talked all about this in the con wrap-up show, which is on the podcast channel. So if you want to go in-depth with what we're talking about here, you can do that over there and listen to an hour of everything. But we're just going to give you a kind of an overview of what happened. I did a cosplay. It was really well received. People really liked it, I guess. And I understand why people cosplay now. Like, I guess I had an understanding of what, like, the motivation behind it. But to have a true understanding, like, to actually do it, like, it's crazy. I could see how addictive it can be. It's really cool. We rode scooters across the city. We ate good food together. We had good times, and we met some stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so check it out in the wrap up show. But we had a really good time. And then I stole Kevin's a card and shut off electricity to him when he was in the shower.
That was not fun,
dude.
That was not fun for anybody.
Yeah,
because. Never seen Kevin mad before, and Kevin got angry, and you don't like Kevin when he's angry.
You know, it's funny because even as Kevin is angry, he's still nice about being angry. He's like mad, and he's like telling you, he's like, hey guys, I'm really pissed off, you know, and I don't want to be because I really love you guys and you're really great, but fuck y'all.
Yeah, but fuck you all.
It's like you have the transcripts.
Yeah, man. Fuck y'all, I love you.
Basically.
And it was, I hate you, I love you.
And it was definitely an accident. But here's my question about that. I was thinking about it today.
Mm-hmm. And if I was kind of weird.
And if I was in your position, I would have gotten out of the shower real quick and text and been like, hey, you just took the key. I don't have power. Can you bring it back? I don't know what happened. Like, I would have did that instantly. What? Why didn't you?
Because I was already soaped up and everything. I was all lathered. What am I going to do? I'm not gonna shower all lathered up and fucking Beethoven the bathroom. So I just finished what I could.
Sorry, the Beethoven reference made me laugh.
Yeah.
Just imagining you and they're like,
y'all see how hairy I am? I am a hairy kid. I fucking just like, it's just bad. No, you can't have, like, they will charge us extra to like fucking shampoo the carpets.
I saw the drain before we left it.
I told you, I shed. It's fucking shedding season, boys. My spring coat's coming in.
Yeah. The winter coat's falling out.
Yeah.
Gross.
But hey, for real, cool for hotels to go green, but fuck hotels that do that shit.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the Saga chat earlier, where it was like, you take it out, the room's AC defaults to like 74 degrees, but it's an east-west facing hotel, so it's getting that Texas sun all fucking day. Like, those rooms are, they heat up quick, and they take forever to cool down. Like, so if you go into a room, you put in your key, let's say you're staying there for a couple days, but you take your key out because you want to conserve energy, you're going to use more energy cooling that room down than if you would just kept the AC going. Like,
or even close the curtains.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, that too. But that's the thing. Is like the cleaning crew will go in, you know, unless you have the do not disturb, and they'll open those curtains up because, you want the nice natural light. Nah.
Nah.
I know that it says it's 72 degrees outside, but you walk into the sun and you may as well just be walking on the sun.
Whoa. Slow down there, Smash Mouth. You're an all-star, Doug.
I know. Thank you. Get your game on.
There's something else that was important that I think we should talk about, because something else happened. Kev, you visited your dad, didn't you?
No. My dad, I go visit my dad this weekend.
Are you fucking kidding
How did
me?
I visit my dad in all of this time?
Well, you disappeared for a couple hours. We thought maybe you just kind of...
Oh, that dad. Yeah.
No, I thought you did like last week or some shit, like during the week. I don't know, Kev. I don't, yeah,
I don't live with you. I went to pay my dad a visit when I got some free time. It was really sweet. You didn't expect it. Kind of snuck in. Well, called him about half hour before I got in there.
Well, there goes that. I thought that you talked to him. That was the whole next shtick, and it failed. It's over.
I know. I tried to tell you before the show that we shouldn't do it this week because Doug was saying he wants to wait until
So next show we could do conversation with Kevin's dad.
Yeah,
so that's our screw up. That's our screw up. Conversations.
Conversations.
Oh shit. Anyways, if you've gotten this far into the episode, we've got some social media stuff and a website. You check it out at the 8-Bit Geek, and you know, come hang out at Discord, and also subscribe to the Patreon because it's got a lot of cool stuff. So there's that. Short and sweet. You can find all that info on the website at www.t-h-e-c-o-m. Now, if you're using an old style web browser, if you're on Windows 98 or something, please don't forget to use your https://.
Oh, goddamn it.
Okay. And then just put that in and you'll...
On your Netscape browser.
Mm-hmm. Or AOL dial-up. So top box office.
Any business.
You're really trying to make that a thing.
It would be a thing, Kev. Just lean into it.
Hey guys, I don't know if you knew this, but if you're living under a rock, Avengers is on its way to beating Avatar.
Good.
Finally.
In 2 weeks.
Good. Take James Cameron down.
Mm-hmm. Take him down.
Take him down.
Last time James Cameron made a good movie. Go.
Fucking Terminator. Terminator 2.
Wait, fucking Terminator? Was that the porno
fucking
version?
Terminator. That was the 70s, like with Ron Jeremy. Fucking Terminator. He's like, come with me if you want to come.
Gross.
It was nasty.
God damn it. And instead I'm so sorry, new fans. Instead God damn it. I ruined that one.
Instead of a thumb, raising a thumb in the fire, it's a penis.
Damn it.
I was thinking also if it was like T2, you've got that one dude that's like made of metal that can change his appearance and stuff because he's made of like, you know, the liquid metal.
It just keeps going.
And because it's a cheap porno made in the 70s, it definitely made that noise too.
No, it made the $6 million man, like the bionic man jump that wah 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 wah. We need a soundboard for sound effects. Become one of those wacky radio shows.
Welcome to 8-Bit Geek in the Morning. I am the Fuzz.
Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, right. We're just going to make all of our... It's just going to be mouth flunk, noises. Flunk.
Ahooga.
Oh, God.
Woo, woo,
why has the Discord been so quiet? Here we are fucking shouting sounds at each other.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
This is why no one hangs out with us at cons.
Let's check out the TMC hotline. God.
Any hoozles, indeed.
I can't stop thinking about it. The three of us would be so damn tired after 5 minutes of being that high energy.
Yeah. I'm already tired of it.
All right, so Avengers Endgame moves past Titanic to take the number two spot on the fucking box office.
Yeah, beating out Titanic, so fuck one of them. Yep. And now one he's coming James for Cameron. Number two.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, it's super. It's unfair that this motherfucker has that many movies in that have grossed that much globally and domestically. Not that Titanic is a bad movie, but like it's not a great movie. And then same with Avatar. And also unfair because Avatar was in theaters for like a fucking year.
It just wouldn't go away.
It wouldn't. Yeah, they re-released it like a year later or less than a year later. It was like, you know, it hit theaters and then it was like, you know, it kept going. And then it was like around the holidays, they're like, we're going to bring it back. Fuck you. It was like, it's out on video right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people don't want to watch this shit at home. They want to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, with 3D. Our new state-of-the-art 3D.
You know, you got to give it to them, though. That's what drew people in was this technology. And it hasn't been done as well since. And
sure. And that's also why they were able to hit those numbers.
Yeah,
because of the
high
because
ticket.
Of the 3D ticket costs.
Mm-hmm. So Avengers taking number one. Number two is the highly anticipated sequel to Intruder 1. This one, it's The Intruder, making $10 million.
I can't tell if you're joking. Is this legitimately a sequel to something?
No. He thinks it's something like Get Out because there's two African-American people on the cover.
Okay. Wow. You made it about race for some reason.
Oh.
Thanks, Kev. No one thought that.
It's got a 38 Metascore. So.
5.4 on IMDb.
Yikes.
Long Shot coming in at third with $9.7 million, which is strange because this thing seemed like it was going to be a lot of fun. You know? It looked like a classic fucking Seth Rogen film.
It's got a 70 on Metascore.
Ashley watched it and she said it was undeniably funny. It was clever comedy and it was full of laughs.
She went and saw it without you.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a Hollywood review, like undeniably funny or something that would show
up.
Well,
I mean, listen,
trailer.
She said it
was trying to get that quote. He's trying to get that quote on the DVD. Undeniably funny, the 8-bit geek.
It was just one of the most beloved crowd pleasers of the year. That's all.
God damn it.
It's kind of, I'm even looking at the cast of like other people that are in it. It's kind of good cast aside from Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. You know, Bob Odenkirk, Andy Serkis, Randall Park, Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, it's got a lot of great people.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All
right, guys, let's get this out of the way because it's really sad news, and it happened right as we were going to the con. It was announced that Peter Mayhew has passed away. If you don't know who he is the man behind Chewbacca and just a wonderful human being who lived in North Texas.
Yep. He was scheduled to be at the convention this weekend, and the con did a very lovely thing by they took his booth and they set up like a I don't want to say shrine, but kind of like
a memorial
for him. They had like flowers and people were leaving stuff there, like Chewy figures and stuff, and then they had two like guest book things that you could sign to that would be I guess be given to the family and stuff. But like he was, you know, tweeting and stuff the week before about being excited to be there, and unfortunately, he had the family saying he had a heart attack on April 30th. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I said this in our chat and stuff. One, the dude was you know, super tall. I forget exactly how tall he was, but typically people who are that tall don't have long lifespans. It's hard for their bodies to keep up. So the fact that he was like 74 years old in itself is a miracle.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good for him. The other side of that is that, you know, we've talked about this, I think, before on the show, is that, like, you go to these conventions, you know he's going to be there. You can guarantee, like, find him in the smoking section. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been so many times when we've been at Comic Palooza or Alamo City and stuff, and it's like, you know, you pass by the smoking section and he's just out there smoking with fans and talking with people and stuff, him and his wife. And, you know, you're 74 years old and you've been a smoker most of your life. Like, that leads to heart problems. So, while sad, also not super surprising, especially again being 74, being super tall, and then, you know, that sort of stuff. It is very, very sad though, because he was just the nicest dude.
Truly, and truly
loved, you know, loved the Star Wars fandom. There's, you know, a few people involved in Star Wars that, like, love it just as much as the fans. You know, Peter Mayhew was one of them. It's like Peter Mayhew and Warwick Davis and Anthony Daniels, you know, like, those people are the ones that, like, they go at every celebration, they go to all these conventions, they, you know, they love me fans and talking with fans and all that stuff. And so it is a loss for sure for the Star Wars fandom.
Amen. Rest in peace, Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah, I got to sign his book too. I stood in line to do that. There was a good line for it at all times too, which was great. It was really consistent all 3 days. It was never empty, and it was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Great.
And I hope y'all got to sign it if you were there.
Well, let's move on to some more shitty news. Samsung has decided that you need a vertical TV.
What? I love the headline.
Yeah. Because we live in hell.
This really is the darkest timeline.
It's ridiculous. It's now, the good thing about it is that you can go from vertical to fucking landscape. But why?
This article's hilarious. A TV that flips into portrait mode and connects to your mobile device, which means youths, like in italics, youths can watch their Snapchats and Instagrams and TikToks and whatever the hell else they watch on a big screen. The future is here, and it's bad.
And they want $1,600 for it.
Why though?
I know a monitor is not the same, but like, computer monitors have been able to do this for years.
That's how programmers, like, it's like good for programming.
Here's the fun part. You're talking about the youths, quotations.
Youths.
Not quotations, italics.
Italics and yeah. Quotations. Like, they're gonna get up from the couch to turn the TV vertical. They're gonna be on their phones. They ain't gonna give a shit about a TV.
Fuck, God.
Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog. You guys know about that guy, right?
Yeah, I've heard a thing or two.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, check this out. This is breaking news. No one's heard this yet. This is an exclusive. apparently, they released a trailer this week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the few that got an exclusive to see it, boy, it did not go over well with the test groups, and which would have been the entire internet, because they've decided to redesign Sonic due to the outrage, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
Way to go.
What made them think that was a good idea in the first place? They had to have QA'd that with any actual Sonic fans.
They didn't. And the funny thing is that you could have, like, when they released the first image of Sonic sitting on the San Francisco Bridge, mm-hmm. and they could have at that point looked at the response and been like, hey, maybe this is a bad idea, guys.
Yeah.
People don't seem to like his legs or his shoes.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of, even with that, and then there was that, like, silhouetted image that was people even with that were like, the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about this a little bit this weekend at the convention, just talking about, you know, they announced that they're gonna redesign him, apparently. The directors come out and said, like, you know, due to the backlash and fan outrage, that they're gonna redesign the character in like the 6 months before this movie comes out.
Costs a lot of money to do that.
Costs a lot of money to do that. And another thing, you know, we were talking about is that I was reading a thing from a person who deals with like consumer side of things, where it's like, and he was like, you know, like the changes that are being done are not going to be large enough changes, because he's like, I guarantee you there are already toys and collectibles and McDonald's toys and all that stuff sitting in warehouses over in China that have already been made, that are ready to, that are already packaged and ready to go to start dropping them in the stores in the next few months. It's like, they're not going to make that big of changes. They may make some, but they're not making a lot. Which my thing is, like, it's Sonic. Why would you not base your toy more on the, like, character
video game
character cartoon design and not the movie one? Because you can do everything else movie looking, but you could still keep Sonic looking like Sonic, and people will still, doesn't have to look like the movie version. But I'm curious to see what they change, because there's like small changes that they can make.
They can
bigger
do the
eyes, bigger shoes, yeah, longer legs,
get rid of the
smaller torso,
get rid of that stupid teeth in the mouth.
No, the human teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad.
Uh-huh.
It's, I don't understand why they just don't CGI Sonic, because everyone else, I mean, they can make a perfect Sonic that way and everyone would have been happy.
Yeah.
Like, look at Pikachu Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
They didn't do anything. They didn't deviate from the plan, and they did, like, everyone's super hyped for it. All of the Pokemon look well represented. And then you see something like this where, like, they took an idea and they just fucked it, like, hardcore. It's a producer issue.
Yeah, I will say that there was some people who did complain about some of the Pokemon and the way that they look, because, like, I think it's like Jigglypuff or something in the thing, and it looks a little furry, which I think its description mentions that it's not furry. It just has like a tuft of fur on its head or whatever. And they're like, that's not what it's supposed to be like, because it looks like it's furry all over, or, you know, some fuzz. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stupid stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, it looks like, you know, Pikachu looks like Pikachu. Charizard looks like Charizard. Like they literally just took that character and then brought it into a 3D world, and it looks amazing. It looks great. Even with that ultra realistic, like, again, the fur and the scales and all those things, you know, depending on what Pokemon it is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, there's a lot of people also when this came out, it was like, wow, Detective Pikachu suddenly looks a lot better. Like,
yeah,
all those complaints we had, fuck that, fuck them, like, fuck that. Now it's fine. I'm gonna see your movie. This looks like shit.
So. Amen.
Yeah.
What I hope isn't shit is the is the Willow sequels that have been confirmed to be in talks for Disney Plus.
Yeah, sequel series. So yeah. I wonder if we're gonna get like a Dark Crystal sort of thing, like Netflix is doing. You know, like a series.
Mm-hmm.
Now. I guess it would be a sequel and not a prequel. Like, I think the Dark Crystal is going to be a prequel series.
Mm.
It's supposed to take place before the events of the movie, leading up to it. But yeah, I mean, do you bring back Warwick Davis for this? I guess you have to, right?
Mm-hmm. Or Val Kilmer.
I don't know how you bring back Val Kilmer.
Even George Lucas is in talks to bring it. So
really,
yeah. They're
I know, like, this is John Kasdan is, and Ron Howard, because Ron Howard actually, like, directed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was John Kasdan helped write it, but he definitely worked on Solo. But I think was it Lawrence Kasdan? I think was the writer for some of the original Star Wars movies who wrote some of the other ones also. I don't know how, if they were involved. I haven't looked at the original movie to see how involved, you know, some of these other people were. But I'm just curious. I'm down for this. I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with it too. I think it'd be a lot of
fun. It'll make me revisit the Willow series too. I haven't seen that in years.
Knuckles in the chat says it can't be good because they use slurs and stuff in the original that they won't get away with today. Sure. They wouldn't use them today. Also, what are you talking about? Dark Crystal? Or are you talking about Willow? Did Willow have slurs in it? It might have. Either of them might have. It was the.
Is Warwick Davis drop of the N-bomb?
No.
No. But I'm down for this.
There's a new movie on Netflix that everybody needs to check out, but they won't. It's called The Wandering Earth, and it is the third most highest grossing movie of the year.
Oh yeah, I want to see this.
But nobody's talking about it, and Netflix just went ahead and said, "Here you go," and they put it out. And I mean, this thing, when the trailer dropped for it, I sent it to you guys, and I was like, "Oh, this looks sick."
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And it's I think the second highest grossing movie of all time in China.
$693 million at the box office there.
Mm-hmm. So
that's a lot of money.
And it looks like it's gonna be legit. And even if it isn't in English, I'm still gonna read it.
Oh yeah, I mean you could have great movies that are subtitled. What was that? The Time movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. The band Time Bandits.
Time Bandits. No. The one where they're in the hotel and they're up there fighting their way through the hotel trying to. Like,
oh
fight
yeah,
them off.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. Well, yeah, but it was the Filipino version or like the Thai version. I can't.
Ah, Judge.
The Raid. The Raid Redemption. That's what it was.
Ah, okay, yeah, yeah.
That was a great movie, but it was subtitled and it was beautiful.
So I'm gonna watch this. I've added it to my list. God, I wish that they would have a better list system. Like, mm-hmm. I wish, for the fuck's sake, like, give me stuff that I haven't watched yet that's on my list. Like, anything that you watch should go off of your list. Like, they just need a more organization on Netflix. I want it to be cleaner and nicer.
Especially since they're jacking up the price for everyone next month.
Yeah.
I want to be able to separate my list from movies to TV shows. Well, get me some stuff. Just help me. Help me. There's a Ghost Rider TV in the works. And what's really strange about this Ghost Rider TV show is that they've decided it's not good enough for Disney Plus.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, I thought you guys were trying to rein everything in.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you putting this on Hulu?
Because they own like 90% of Hulu, but I just
I get it, but at the same time,
Hulu must have paid them a shit ton of money. Well,
they paid themselves
a
shit ton of money.
Yeah, they paid themselves a shit ton of money. Maybe because of the fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. is on ABC, but they own ABC. And I don't know. It's really strange. It's a really strange decision. I wish that I could be on a fly, be a fly on the wall and hear that, and hear what's going on with it.
Maybe they want to keep some subscribers with Hulu. You know, maybe they don't want to lose all of Hulu to Disney
Plus.
That's
fair. Because,
I mean, Disney's still making a profit from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe that could be it. They don't want to pick it clean, especially since they already took The Simpsons from them.
Yeah, but Simpsons, I mean...
That's a huge pull.
They didn't have all the seasons, though.
Hulu. It was all 30 seasons. Yeah.
Was it on Hulu?
Hmm.
Prove it.
I can't right now. Is it still on there, or did they already?
No, they already pulled it.
I don't even have a Hulu subscription anymore. Anyway, we got rid of it.
So then, how do you even know?
Because there was news about
that. How do you even know? Well, I thought the news about the Disney Plus thing was that it was like this is the first time all 30 seasons have been anywhere to stream all of the episodes.
No, it's still there. No, it's a. It's only one season available on Hulu.
Oh, they used to have way more seasons available, I thought. So,
might be current season.
Yeah.
It's season 30 is available.
Yeah. That's the current season, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys still watch that show or no?
What show?
Debbie does when she can.
What show?
The Simpsons. Okay.
No, I haven't watched The Simpsons in
15 years.
I don't know. 2007, maybe. Mm-hmm. Wow. And even then, that was only because the movie was coming out.
It's really current. It's just, I guess, that it's not as.
It's not though.
It's not that like.
It's not though.
It takes them
9 months to make an episode. Mm. Which means that they're 9 months behind everything. Now, sometimes, you know, these people in, like, Hollywood and whatnot, they know what's coming, so they're able to get stuff out. You know, like, oh, we know that oh, we know that Star Wars is releasing in December, so let's make our intro Star Wars related. Let's do something Star Wars related.
Fair enough.
Or, you know, whatever, right? But, you know, if you want, like, current, you know, like, South Park and, like, Family Guy are the way to go. The shows that literally take them a week to make.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, like, I mean, South Park is to the point where it's like, man, that shit just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they get this in the show so quickly?
Yeah.
Because it literally takes them hours to make an episode. There's a whole documentary, like, called 4 Days to Air, and it's buck wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah, season premiere on Wednesday, and it's like Friday, and they're like, fuck, we should start on this.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, that was the iPad episode, or the human centipede.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like season 20 or whatever.
What's it called? It's called Four Days to Air.
4 Days to Air. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's literally, and it was crazy. So, like, they get that episode out on Wednesday, and it's like Thursday morning, they're like, ah, shit. Here we go again. And yeah, man, they crank that shit out so fast.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. It's so great to see that they're still, like, on their top of their game, and they're on their toes, because shit, it's hard to be that funny that quickly.
Well, and that's part of the documentary too, is that they're kind of like, what are we going to do? And, like, that's why it's become so, like, about current topics and stuff, because it's like, well, we got to pull from somewhere. Let's pull from what's actually happening around us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this last season was so funny. But, I mean, yeah, it was, I mean, they had the whole thing with the scooters, like, in
someone say scooters.
Yeah, no, what we saw downtown, mm-hmm. like, there's a whole, like, series of episodes about that. It's like Halloween, and they're using those scooters mm-hmm. to map out the best route to get the most candy. And they thought, oh, we've got this great plan. And then they go out there to do it, and every other fucking kid in the town is doing the same goddamn thing. and then it's like the scooters are, like, sentient or something, and they're like, it was so fucking funny. And they just keep showing up, even though they keep, like, trying to get rid of them. They just keep showing up the next morning. There's more scooters on the corners.
That was the funniest thing about the Dallas Comic Con. When we went out to try to find a scooter, we couldn't find one at like midnight, and we're like, finally, we found a couple. But then when you wake up in the morning, they're littered everywhere around the convention center.
Yeah. Yep. And there was, like, they did stuff about Amazon and all that stuff, because, like, and Bezos shows up, and he's got this giant fucking head. And it was so fucking funny. But it was all around the time, like, all these, like, you know, like, oh my god, that just happened. Like,
yep. That's incredible. It's
insane. Yeah, man. I highly recommend that documentary.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's get into some gaming news. And Doug, don't shut off, okay? Because this is about Pokemon. Okay. Oh, no. Come back.
There he goes.
All right. So
we already talked about this weekend, so I don't give a shit.
Damn.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Worldwide Pokemon Go players bag up to 145 tons of trash for Earth Day. So good on you, nerds. Yeah. Hey, wait, that's my job.
Yeah,
took
so
you to cue that up, huh?
Yeah, fuck, man. I was like, I forgot where it was.
Oh, man. You've lost your touch.
Let's see. They bagged up 145 tons of trash for Earth Day. Good job, nerds.
Reward them, Nintendo, Niantic. Do it. Reward them with some cool skin. Give them, like, an Earth Day skin. That would be amazing.
That'd be neat. That's important. It's really important. We're killing this Earth at an alarming rate.
We are.
No more evident than the UN releasing their kind of report on things here on this little planet. Everything's dying. Plastics taking over the ocean. 400 tons of industrial waste gone into the ocean this year.
Man.
Fuck. Anyways.
Yep. And we've got a president who's just making that shit easier and easier, especially after this last week where he reversed some of Obama's like regulations on, you know, drilling in the ocean. But, I mean, whatever, right? No, he's okay. He's better than Killary, right?
There's a, God, I guess there's
more drilling in the ocean. You know, that's how we got fucking Godzilla, right?
Well, okay.
We're going to wake the gods.
Which Godzilla you're talking about. definitely how we got the kaiju in that one movie with the giant robots. Pacific Rim.
Mm-hmm. Pacific Rim, yeah, yeah.
Open a portal.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's actual dead zones in the ocean right now where they're the size of the UK, where nothing lives inside of them. It's so polluted. Ugh. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, the amount of fish in the ocean like today is like a third, not even a third. It's like a sixth of what it was like 50 years ago.
They're overfished. That's why.
We're still doing it. Overfished, and they're just dying because of all the plastic and pollutants in the water. No. And also the rising temperature of the water is also causing a lot of these fish to die.
Their homes with the coral reefs. Mm-hmm. So,
Hey, good job, humans.
Yep. And then
high five.
The bee population is in trouble, and if those die out because of the fact that we are building tons of farms and everything on the coastal fronts where bees, tend to live, we're pushing them inland and fucking just killing them in mass. Nothing will survive once bees are dead. You can say goodbye to humanity. That's how easy it is for us to fucking kill each other, die off. Mm-hmm. So Epic Games is buying Rocket League.
Oh, God. And the bad news just keeps continuing.
Yeah.
Got first the bees. Now, Psyonix. Damn it.
Rip.
No.
Rip.
Yeah, so Epic Games buying Psyonix, and they're the makers of Rocket League. And right now, they're saying that, gameplay won't be any different. Everything will remain the same, team, no one's leaving. But they haven't decided if they're going to keep selling it on Steam. I don't think it matters. They've already sold 400 million copies. What are you gaining from this? I wonder if Rocket League 2 is on the way.
Maybe. I also feel that maybe this is a little bit of Epic Games whipping its giant dick around.
I agree.
It could be.
Like,
especially with the whole cross-platform, because they're obviously both on the same page as far as cross-platform play goes.
Yep, and yeah, like if they stop selling on Steam, I mean, Epic, we talked about it 2 weeks ago, I think it was, that, they threw down an ultimatum. They said, yo, this is, do this. And we'll do this. And this sounds like okay, you're not going to do it. Fine. So we're going to buy one of your top sellers from your store, and we're going to make them stop selling it. There, maybe.
Possibly.
But we'll give you guys like 30 more days.
We're going to do what you guys wouldn't do, which is enable crossplay. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Now, if you have it already on Steam, you don't have to buy it again. You could the updates and everything. This is what I'm hearing, is that the updates will still be available to if you've already purchased it through Steam. You could still play it on Steam and all that stuff. It's just new players will not be able to buy it through Steam. They'll have to go to Epic Games. Mm-hmm. If that happens. But, we'll see.
I still won't talk shit about that game. It's so much fun.
No, it is.
It's always fun to just go back and revisit.
I go back and play it every once in a while. I just played it last week for a few games. I tooled around and I was like, cool. I even bought the season 3 pass because I still support that, even if I don't play a lot of it. I love that developer, and they do such great stuff. So I support them. I was like, I'll throw you $10, even if.
Hey, that's a good segue into supporting.
Oh, speaking of, man, y'all heard of this little game called Star Citizen? You remember when somebody in the past really railed against us because we were talking crap about it?
Yeah, I think that was Rex.
No, we had Rex? No, we had somebody message us and was like, you guys are completely wrong about Star Citizen. It's amazing. I support it. Well,
Alex Jones?
You guys are completely wrong. Yeah, you're so wrong. Real bias game, you make them frogs gay.
And the bees.
I don't remember. They're gonna call us out anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the developers have burned through $240 million.
Jesus. Which they raised so $242 million.
They've got and then they've raised even more from I guess they had $14 million remained at the end of 2017. They managed to raise more money by selling spaceship models that sold for as much as $3,000 each.
God.
There was interviews with former employees of the developer that says that the game that they promised us can barely run. One of the developers who was working on it said that, you know, as the money rolled in, what I consider to be some of Robert's old bad habits, which is the owner of the studio, Mr. Chris Roberts, old habits began to pop up, never being super focused, says Mark Day, who whose company was contracted to work on the game in 2013 and 2014. It got out of hand, in my opinion, the promises being made, calling every feature the big ones. This dude was so unfocused. He goes, you know what this game needs? A single player mode. Let's make a separate game. Let's go to two games at the same time. It's unreal, man. It's so unreal.
This sounds like the same guy who made Fire Festival.
I was thinking the same. Y'all got swindled.
Where it's like, oh man, so we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna have all these bands come out and play. Oh yeah, and we should also have catered food.
Yeah, he was like,
"Oh shit, they should be able to like have like houses on the beach that they could stay at." It was just like, "But hold on, we gotta get the bands first. No. We're gonna make the video first, and the rest will come later." That's what that sounds like. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you know what this needs? Hollywood talent. Let's bring them in.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, they spent like $40 million just paying Mark Hamill to do whatever the fuck he's doing in the game.
And we'll never see it. I don't think that this game will ever get released.
I don't think so either.
It's Star Citizen, produced by Ja Rule.
Jesus. Yeah, I can't wait to read about this in Jason Schreier, whatever you say his name's, new book.
Yeah.
Blood, for real. Sweat, Pixels 2. Star Citizen edition.
They're going to make a whole book just based on this.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you know he's going to release a whole. I can't wait.
Man.
It's going to be so good. Now, if you want to see how to actually make a game, this week, God of War Raising Kratos will be available on May 10th on YouTube. So you can check that out. It's a full documentary about the making of God of War. And I'm very excited for that. Very, very excited.
I still need to finish that.
Oh, Kevin.
What, Kev?
What are you doing?
Let me guess.
I'm slowly going through it. I haven't played my PS4 in a couple weeks because I've been playing Assassin's Creed. So
okay. Hey, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Your homework for the week is to play this fucking game.
Yeah, it's a beautiful game too. I don't know why I stopped.
Next Monday, I expect you to have played some. I don't, you know, I want to say beat it, but like I want you to have played some more.
I can promise you that.
Stop playing Mortal Kombat.
That's hard to do, man. I love it.
Yeah. Whatever. Just put it down for an hour and go play some God of War instead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That God of War is a game that you will want to go back and play at least once a year.
I want to play it again. And I've said this before. This is a game where if I could wipe my memory of the game and play it new, like, you know, what's that movie called? Fuck. The Jim Carrey movie where he wipes his memory.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
If I could Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind myself of this game, I would.
Damn.
Well, then I'd be like, who's this character on my board? Why do I have a poster for this? I don't know anything about this. And then I'd play it and they'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Leave notes for yourself. Hey, dummy, play this again.
Yeah, get a tattoo of that. I'd just be like, memento. And just.
Well, Borderlands 3 is coming out this year, and Claptrack will have a new voice actor.
Claptrack.
What? Nope.
There it is. His name is Claptrack. Listen, I can't.
Huge Borderlands fan, right?
I can't diverge from my path, okay? even though I knew I was wrong the first time it came out of my mouth.
It's no wonder it sounds different because it's a different fucking character.
Mm-hmm. Claptrap is going to have a different voice because the previous voice has left the company. The original actor was David Eddings, and he won't be back for the sequel because he left. You know, he worked at Gearbox as the vice president of licensing and business development.
Really?
Yeah, they asked him why he isn't going to voice it, and because they said that he asked for money and they declined to give it to him to voice it. So apparently what Gearbox does is they will actively seek out people in the studio to voice characters in their games. And
well, yeah.
They did the same with Ashley Birch.
And so they don't pay them for it. They just they say, well, they don't pay them extra. They say, hey, it's not a part of your, you know, job, but we would love for you to do this. So you kind of do it. You get paid your normal wage. And that's that. And you don't get to, you don't get a voice acting, you know, kind of payday. So he asked for it. He was like, I'll come back, but y'all have to pay me. And he was like, nah. So
they paid someone else. That's the part that's frustrating. Or did they just get another employee to do it?
No, they hired somebody. They hired somebody else. They hired a very.
So that's stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know what? What's really interesting also is that there's been the whole thing between
him and Randy
Gearbox
Pitchford.
and what's his name play did the voice of Reese.
Oh,
Troy Baker
is like a comedian.
Yeah, Troy Baker.
Yeah,
did the voice of Reese, and then same thing happened. Like, people are like, he saw himself in the trailer and was like, well, I guess I'm not doing it then. And yeah, they were like, well, we asked him to come back and he said no. And he was like, no, I never said no. You guys emailed me and said that, like, hey, it was going to happen. And then I never heard back from you. Because he, in an interview, called out Randy Pitchford. Because Randy Pitchford was the one who said something on his Twitter. It was like, you know, this is, no, we asked him and he said no. And he's like, well, Randy Pitchford needs to do some fact checking before he talks, because no, you didn't. And no, I didn't. Because I was excited to come back to do it, and I never heard anything back from them. Damn. So,
and so Eddie said, Edding said, somebody on Twitter asked him, "Are you still Claptrap for Borderlands 3?" He said, "No. For the first time, I insisted on getting paid for my performance, and all of a sudden they couldn't afford me. Now I'm not telling them how to run their business, but maybe next time they should put the 12 million payment from 2K in the Gearbox bank account instead. Just saying." And then Randy Pitchford came back and said,
of course he did.
Mr. Eddings was paid very handsomely during his employment. After his employment, he was made a relatively generous offer to reprise his role. Unfortunately, he turned that opportunity down.
Yeah, man, I don't know. There's some, I mean, it's some shady shit, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the there's two people now who are saying, like, they either weren't asked back or they asked to be paid and they were turned down, with Randy saying, oh, we did offer to pay, but they turned it down.
So this, like, is what, so it goes deeper than this.
Of course it does.
A fan says, it goes, you claim relatively generous, whereas Gearbox official statement was, we offered him an industry standard rate, but we were not able to reach an agreement. So which is it, industry standard or relatively generous? And then Randy Pitchford responded and said, he was offered 2x scale, twice union rates. He refused the offer. And then it keeps going. It just goes on. Like, Randy needs to shut up.
And the thing is, like, he keeps doubling down on stuff. I mean, and this even goes as far as, like, the thing with the microtransactions that he had, that with
where he said there was no microtransactions, but then there were.
Well, yeah. And I can see his argument, because he said there's no free-to-play microtransactions in that regard. It's like, you just get online, you play with your friends. So what he meant was, like, there is no, like, monthly service, and there's no loot, like, pay-to-win, like, loot box system.
Yeah.
Which is what he meant by that. In the context of the whole statement, like, that's exactly what he meant. But, you know, they take it, like, there are microtransactions because of this. And he's like, that's not what I said. You know it. I meant this. And they're like, no, you said no microtransactions, and that means no microtransactions. But the point is, like, I don't know if you saw the tweets between him and the guy from
Game Informer.
Game Informer.
Game Informer.
Andy
McNamara.
He just kept doubling. He was just doubling down on it. And it was just like, I can't believe you treat me like this. We've been friends for years. Like, how? I can't believe that you like don't respect me enough to take me at my word, and instead you're sitting here trying to, you know, devalue me and my company. It was kind of like, it was like watching a bad breakup happen, where someone was like, you know, oh, I can't believe I slept, you know, I let you sleep with me. I thought you meant something to me. It was like that cringeworthy. Reel it in, bud. It's gonna reel it in a little bit. You're looking a little desperate. But yeah, I'm looking right now over on Borderlands 3's like IMDb page. You know, obviously Ashley Burch is back as Tiny Tina, but Ray Chase is doing the voice of Reese, and they've got Jim Ferranda as the voice of Claptrap. So,
no clue.
I mean, hey, they've already got people listed. They're, you know, they ain't bringing these people back. Let's see, Jim Ferranda. What else has he done? Attack on Titans. You know what it is? They for this they probably just went over to Funimation in Dallas and just got people, got some voice actors. Because this person is like Full Metal Alchemist, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know, all the English dubs that they do there. And then I'm going to look up Ray Chase. Yeah, kind of the same thing. Walking Dead, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, One Punch Man. Yeah.
It'd be interesting, I'm sure. You know, I didn't notice too much of a difference. You know, with all the shit that they modulations and everything they put on the voice, I'm sure it won't be too different.
Right. Yeah, had a similar cadence too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, especially with a Claptrap, especially if you're going to hire a voice actor, voice performer, a lot of them can do like impressions, and you would hire someone who can do a similar impression.
Because you don't want Claptrap to be like, yo, I got an upgrade.
Although that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
like in all reality, if it did come in, he sounded like fucking Chubb Rock. I was like, yo, what up, bitches? Like, I would fucking die. I would love it.
You know, be even funnier too? Or if they just get Nolan North to voice him. Just pass him off to Nolan North every time. They just always give it to Nolan North.
Oh, yeah. Well, that interview with Troy Baker, he's actually in an interview with Nolan North. So they're together. And they ask him about it. And I think he turns to Nolan North and he's like, they didn't hire you, did they? And he was like, oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't reach out to me about it.
Yeah, they have a fun little show that they do on YouTube where they sit on a couch together and hang out and talk.
I love that show. It's so, what is it called? Rewind something?
Retro Rewind?
Sure. Retro Rewind. It's exactly what it is. Yep. It's good stuff. Their friendship is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on to the last article of the show, which is actually something that I guess maybe we need to check out because it is becoming the most popular game on Steam. It's gaining Steam.
God damn it.
With over 500,000 sales and counting. Oh, no. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Mordhau.
Is already a hit on Steam. It's a medieval kind of battle royale thing.
Oh, no.
With swords and arrows, but you can build and break down doors and castles, and it looks like a ton of fun. I watched the trailer to it, and I was like, "Oh shit! Maybe I need to try this."
What's the price? Let's go see.
I'm not sure. So
free to play?
It's right now. It's in early access, I think, and I don't think that it's free to play.
Whoops! Just opened Steam and just blocked all of our cameras. Sorry, guys.
Mordhau is $29.99 right now.
Okay.
But they have a supporter pack for $11.99. I don't know. It's DLC. I don't know what the hell that means.
It is the number one selling game on Steam right now.
Wow.
With an overall positive of 7,929. It looks like a blast.
It does. Wow, it looks really good.
Oh, my God.
Is it two armies? Just basically army versus army?
Yeah. Multiplayer medieval slasher. Create your mercenary and fight in brutal battles, where you experience fast-paced combat, castle sieges, cavalry charges, and more.
All right.
Huh. Oh my God. It's a 64-player all-out war.
God, that's awesome. This sounds pretty badass. It sounds like For Honor, but fun. Oh, you can do first person or third person.
They also recently, it looks like, re-released Battlefront 2004 on Steam.
Nice.
We're sitting here getting all hyped, and you're saying, because they re-released that game. Well, we thought you were on board with this, but nope, it was Battlefront.
No. They had Battlefront 2 already, but the original Battlefront. It looks so bad. I want to play it.
It looks so bad.
It's got very positive reviews. Oh, I'm about this.
You about that life.
I'm about this life.
Hmm. All right, well, that's the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Hey, everybody, this is Hot Dog Jones here on the Top 95 as you get up in the morning.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Hot Dog Jones.
Hot Dog Jones.
Like Hot Charles.
Oh, I haven't pulled that character out in so fucking long.
Like, it's been like 17 years. Fuck.
He was born out of Rocket League.
Rocket League, man. Those drunk nights, dude.
Oh, he just whined and dined that ball into the net.
It was a blast, man. Remember we had the other team cheering us on.
Yeah. They were like, oh my God, that voice. Can I have him narrate my life? The other teams would just start talking. All right, let's get out of here. If you want to stay tuned, you can. We're going to do a little bit of a Q&A. If you'd like to do that sort of thing. It's going to be short, though, because we have to record a couple other shows.
Yeah.
We got to do some stuff. So, with that, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.